Happy New Year to you too, Sir Richard. Good to see you here at 105.5 this morning.
Yeah, you know what? It's great to have you here as we start this new year. People make, you know, New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. I imagine one of them that people make is to be a kinder person, to not get too angry, like especially behind the wheel of a car.
Right. Boy, you're on top of that one. Exactly right. That's a good place to start because anger behind the wheel never amounts to anything any good, really and truly, if you think about it.
We've said this before. People behave behind the wheel of a car the way they do nowhere else in the world.
That's true. That's exactly true. And you're very astute for pointing that out to our 105.5 listeners. And, of course, that's why you see a lot of road rage, just anger and then the impatience, just lack of regard for safety of our fellow man. But my highly qualified assistant, Kim, printed me some stuff the other day from Zebra.com about road rage statistics in 2019. And there's really some pretty interesting stuff in there.
I know.
82% of the drivers in the U.S. admitted to having road rage at least once in the past year. That's a pretty high number to act that way and fall victim to it. Most of the road rage, about 60% of it, pretty close to that, is like just they show the anger by honking their horn. That probably means laying on the horn.
That's what the horn's for. Maybe, I don't have a problem
maybe
with few that.
The, well, you know, you're laying on it sometimes brings out the anger in the other person, you know. Yeah. So it's a little, sometimes you get a little toot toot, and which is like, I'm over here, or toot toot, watch out. You know, I think we all kind of appreciate the warning. That's what the horn's for. You're exactly right. I've seen this in the law practice, is that a lot of it can result in a physical confrontation.
Are you seeing this, an increase in this in your practice?
Very often what I see more often less than when people get in an argument, maybe one person's outside the car, another person's in the car, and one person gets mad, the one in the car. But they're both mad, obviously, but the one in the car will intentionally run over somebody's foot or something and break their ankle or what have you. So we've had a lot of cases of those. We do get a lot of road rage cases too. But just as far as the percentages, 7% admitted to getting out of their vehicle to verbally confront the driver. And of course, once we start leaving our vehicles and doing all that, it tends to escalate. 6% admitted to getting involved in a physical altercation. 5% went ahead and sideswiped the vehicle. Admitted to sideswipe another vehicle, which is intentionally. 5% bumped or rammed another vehicle on purpose. 5% forced another driver off the road. Now, that's highly dangerous. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Of course, that might have been an attempted sideswipe. Maybe somebody took evasive action and then had to, run off the road. But you can see that's just really dangerous stuff, obviously. But according to the survey at Zebra.com, the top three road rage-inducing actions were tailgating, distracted driving, and getting cut off.
So, yeah, I mean, well, you know, so let's say somebody is a victim of road rage in some way, shape, or form like that. I mean, would you recommend, especially nowadays with a cell phone, you take a picture of the car and the license tag number to help you?
If you can do that sort of thing safely, certainly, and you're certainly nothing wrong with reporting it, but you got to be able to look at the circumstance that you're in. I mean, if you're too busy taking evasive, if you've got a choice in that split second of taking a photograph in your car or keeping your car under control, which one are you going to do?
You're going to keep the car under control. Do you recommend getting in touch with the police?
Well, you know, this is kind of common sense advice here as opposed to legal advice, per se. But certainly if there's a contact between the vehicles and then they leave the scene and you're down to a statutory hit and run, what they call a John Doe case, you try to, then you take reasonable efforts as best you can in that situation to identify the vehicle. But you got to report it to the incident to your insurance company and to the police.
You know, that's where you guys come in after that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Because we're certainly here to help. You know, that's why we got a phone number, 800-868-HELP. How about that, Sir Richard? 800-868-HELP. Guess what? Respondents to the survey said was their number one way of relaxing while behind the wheel of the car.
Listen to the radio.
How did you know?
I'm just guessing because we're such a relaxing kind of thing here.
God, you got
this
sixth sense, you know?
But 62% suggested listening to music. So, I listen to 105.5. You know, it kind of keeps me relaxed, you know, a little bit.
There. So we're providing a public service with our music and with this conversation.
Tax-free public service. With no burden on the government whatsoever.
Worth every penny.
22% yell or curse to themselves to blow off steam behind the wheel of the car. So I guess that's a time to get your yah-yahs out. Maybe. I'm trying to imagine what they're saying. I didn't leave the details on that particular response. And I do, now that I think back, I do remember a couple of times cussing to myself out loud, saying some things I wouldn't say around other people.
Well, nowadays, though, you see loud. People in the but car and they're talking to themselves. They may be talking on a hands-free phone, or they may be screaming at somebody around them.
They're singing to that newest hit on 105.5 with Sir Richard. But hey, listen, if anybody has any problems with the road rage driver out there or any type of auto accident, we wish no harm upon you, but please give us a call at John Price Law Firm and we'll be more than happy to sit down and talk with you. There's no charge for initial consultation. 1-800-868-HELP right here in beautiful North Charleston, Somerville. Sir Richard, it's always great to see you, man. You're looking good, you're feeling good, and you spread good news today, so awesome.
And I'm more relaxed now after this conversation with John Price. When you need advice, get in touch with John Price, and that is your Legal Buzz.